It's mid-morning on Tuesday at the South Lawrence Fifth Grade Academy in Lawrence, Massachusetts, a kind of school within a school, and a row of students is preparing to learn science more efficiently by stepping. The daily schedule for these fifth graders includes not one phys ed class, but three breaks during the day for physical activity, which, according to Kevin Kozelbosch, the school's principal, is not to say academics are being de-emphasized.
So the first thing I always tell the parents is that we've expanded a school day to 8 hours. A typical school day is about 6 hours. And we increase the amount of academic time kids have. So literally for most of our kids, they go back and forth between sitting in a seat and learning academics and running around and playing sports or dancing or doing step or learning a certain new skill in the athletic classes.
The program at the South Lawrence Fifth Grade Academy is just a couple of months old, but Kevin Kozelbosch and his colleagues have studied similar programs in schools in Baltimore, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. They've been convinced that children learn more effectively when they've raised their heart rates by exercising before climbing behind their desks. Fifth grader Almari Salgado takes a short break from stepping to say that although sometimes the sudden transition from exercising to sitting at a desk can be challenging, she's good with it.
I still like all the running around and all the activities that we do, because better than like just sitting there like we did last year. We just sit there and learn. But this time we had 3 activity times a day, which would be like 2 hours of a workout.
And after thinking about it for another moment, she comes up with another reason to celebrate the new regime.
I actually sleep a little easier because I come home really tired. A lot tired than my mom, even though she works 8 hours, I go to school 8 hours, I come more tired than she does. And I do my homework and I'm able to fall asleep easier.
The teachers participating in the program leave school later than their counterparts in the rest of the building and in more traditional programs elsewhere, but they use the time during which their students are exercising to prepare for next day's classes, which cuts down on their homework. Megan Kelleher, who teaches science, happily supports the new system.
Teaching middle school before, it was a lot of kids sitting at their desks and trying to find ways within the classroom just to stand them up every once in a while. And here we still do that, but they know that in 45 minutes, 80 minutes, however long it's going to be, that they're going to go outside and they're going to play a game or they're going to do some kind of physical activity. And so they're not as antsy, I found. It helps them a lot with definitely their focus, definitely just being in the classroom. They get excited to come to school every day, and I think that's one of the coolest things about it.
Kevin Kozelbosch and his colleagues had the opportunity to create the South Lawrence East Fifth Grade Academy in part because the Lawrence schools had been underperforming and were taken over by the state. Their plan is to expand the program to other grades over the next few years. Even now, the anecdotal evidence that more physical activity has created better and more energized learners in this little corner of South Lawrence is plentiful. The staff at the school believe the hard data supporting their effort will come from surveys they're presently conducting and test scores down the line. So does anybody have anything negative to say about the program? Megan Kelleher and her colleague, math teacher Liza Silvestri, are only able to come up with one objection.
We just hope the kids don't start to smell. I think that's all our biggest concern. They're sweating a lot, but we hope they don't smell. We get air plugs and air fresheners and stuff, but, you know, I think that'd be the biggest concern.